You're listening to another Woodshop Podcast, the okayest podcast of its type. Your hosts are Daniel Dunlap of Daniel Dunlap Woodworks and Peter Kapar of Petrie's Workshop. You can find them as well as the podcast on your favorite social media platforms.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 199 of another Woodshop Podcast, where this week we want to just slow it down on the intro a bit, take a moment to thank all of you for tuning in every single week and continuing to support the show. Next week is episode 200, and it will be one of our biggest episodes yet. More importantly, it's going to be a huge pre-show. We're gonna have guests, we're gonna have giveaways, some fun announcements, and we're gonna try to give back to the community. And essentially, we're just excited to have you guys. We're so excited you guys have been here tuning in for 4 long years, and here's to another hopefully 4 long years. Without further dudes, let's get into the show. What's up, Dan?
You forgot one of the most important things that we're going to have. I'm going to have a bounce house in my yard.
Dan's going to have a bounce house. Yep.
For the pre-show.
Local admittance only.
Yeah.
Yep. Tickets will be given out at the pre-show, which means you have to come after 10 p.m. to use the bounce house. Also, right. His yard is sloped.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous
situation. So you're just going to roll out of the bounce house. Well, Dan, you know who else has a bounce house?
Our patrons, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
They have bounce houses.
Yeah.
Or bouncy houses.
Bounce his house.
Or their house is full of bounce.
Well, they are full of bounce. And yeah. Are you not ready?
No, I'm ready. I'm just trying to make it entertaining. I'm failing miserably. This week we got We got 3 new patrons.
Whoa!
3. We got Kyler. That's it. That's all I got for Kyler.
Just Kyler?
Just Kyler.
Kyler the creator? I like, actually. Not
everybody knows Kyler. He's the creator. We also have Tyler Booth from Temecula Yard Games. Thank you, Tyler.
Dude.
Welcome to the Matt Army, yeah, buddy.
Welcome.
And Andrew. That's it. Just Andrew.
Andrew the creator.
Andrew the creator doesn't roll off the tongue just like Kyler the creator does.
Because it's Tyler.
Yeah.
Anyone that's confused, Tyler the creator is a rapper. Rap artist.
Oh, is he? I was confused. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I had no idea what you were talking
Dan,
about.
Oh, Dan, you're so old. It's adorable.
I am old AF. Old Air Force.
Speaking of old, Dan, there's some people that are pretty old patrons of ours.
Well, some of them are new. Some of them are old, but we always like to give them a huge shout out, a special, specific shout out. Ooh, that was tough to say. Those are our VIP patrons, so they go above and beyond to help us out for the show, and they are Tyler Booth from Temecula Yard Games.
Yo!
Henry Lutens, who signed up last week, I believe. Oh, or the week before. My memory's bad. Scotty Holland from Elevated Wood Design. Charlie Coons from Stubby K Studio, Justin Frazier from Frazier Canyon Woodworks, Jesse McIntyre from Sage Hill Woodcraft, Michael at Gillette Woodworks, Wim Designs, I believe that's Victor Aragama.
Yeah.
Bring the Nip from Nick Brim Woodworks, Max Reed and still not Alyssa at Reed Design Co.
That's fine. She'll get her own membership at some point.
Yeah, sooner or later. Matt Maynard of Patriotic Pines of North Carolina. Bill Burkle from WTB Woodworking. Malcolm at Bossa Nova Woodworks, who you hear him every week at the beginning of the show. He's our intro voice. Justin Addy.
He's also our ambassador.
Oh, this is true.
Emissary.
Our emissary. Justin Addy from Cavalry Customs. My couch pulls out, but I don't. From Patrick Ginsel.
No, Patrick.
Oh, this Patrick.
This is a family show.
I wish I would have pre-read this. Scott shirt from Red Lake Custom Woodworks, Max and Mindy Coons from Stubby K Studio, and Justin Bailey from Campfire Woodworks.
Oh my God. Patrick Gensel, I'm sorry, man. You're out of the will. That did it. Oh, dude.
So if you want to be like any of these fine people, excluding Patrick Gensel, you can join us in the Matt Army over at patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast and get signed up for one of the tiers there. If you want me to read your name, and you can change your name to whatever it is, and clearly I need to start.
We're legally obligated. We're 100% not going to proofread. That's not our job.
Simply sign up for the VIP tier.
Oh, my God. Patrick, you just caught me off guard, man.
Caught me off guard. I did not pre-read these. Clearly. So, little fun fact. We started the pre-show so we could pre-listen to some of the questions that we got in because
it was
some
just
of them
so
were
dumb.
Questionable.
Let's listen to them live.
And then we turned it into a live show after that. Yeah. And then we started listening to them live. And it's like, okay, this is like backwards. But clearly now I need to have a pre-show for the names.
It's the post pre-show, pre-show show. With just me and Dan, or me, Dan, and guest, and just BSing and getting our audio right. And I'm being like, we should probably start the show after 2 hours of talking.
I think I have a cat hair in my mouth. This is awful.
Stop it. Less of that.
Like I said, if you want to help us on Patreon, go over to patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast. Thank you to all of our patrons. You help us out immensely. We are indebted to you tremendously.
Well, Dan, if our CNCs were podcasts, what would be the top level tier patron thing that they can get? You're right. It's a spindle from PWN CNC.
I didn't know where you were going.
It was a stretch, but this week's sponsors.
What am I supposed to say?
Poet CNC. Like we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We met these guys at WorkbenchCon. It was great. We all actually got our hands on their spindles as well. And Dan's a big fan. He's got his installed this week. So we're going to talk about more of that in the actual show. But you guys know we love our CNCs. We love our robotic employees. But, you know, they're great. They don't complain. They tend to be like all day, but like really, you know, they still don't take a day off. They're very hardworking, and we want to show our love to those employees with employee appreciation days where they might get custom dust boots, they might get some stickers, they might get some cable management, and all of that is supplied by PWN CNC. Make sure to check out their site, and we have a code you can use. Code AWP gives you a little discount and gives us credit for sending you guys over to them. Make sure to check them out. Pimp out your CNC. Give it a little bit of flair. Give it some upgrades because, you know, you want to unlock the full potential of your machine. Some of these machines are amazing out of the box. You can make them amazing year.
Don't just own your CNC. Dominate it.
Dominate it, right?
Yes.
I like that. It's a nice play on words.
It's pretty like aggressive. I like it though.
Yeah, because like Pwn used to back in the day used to be like you own that noob in a video game, whatever. Like,
is that what that is?
Yeah, well, you know, if you play a little Counter Strike.
No,
you're not. Well, guess what?
No,
Daniel probably did. So he didn't just own his CNC; he dominated it. He made accessories, made cool stuff, and now they got a whole business around it. So make sure to check that out. And then, of course, if you have any issues, if you have any questions, if you have anything, reach out to them. They have an awesome support system. They have a website, great Q&A, and live support every day. Just shoot them a message, and they will be on top of it.
It's great support because it is a homegrown USA-based company. You're not going to get any sort of like international customer support. It's all local, which is great.
Yeah, imagine if like Nebraska ZCI International's Capitals, which is Dan's company, was like a 10-person company where they actually had a tech support and everything else. It'd be amazing. Dan's already great, but imagine if they had a full team behind them also providing tech support.
Right.
That's what they built over at Pwn CNC. So you definitely want to check them out. Use code AWP at checkout for a little discount. And love you guys.
I'm going to go on a little tangent.
Here we go again, Dan.
I had a lot of people reach out to me because I installed my PWN spindle.
Hey, Siri,
stop. This past weekend.
Sorry, my Siri just started. I won't do it. Stop!
Technology is great.
She won't shut up. Anyways, Dan, I'm sorry. A lot of people reached out to you.
They saw that I installed my Pwn spindle this weekend, and I had several people say, hey, wait a minute, didn't you already have a spindle? And yes, I did. I bought one of those cheap Chinese spindles on Amazon that are like less than half the price of a good quality spindle. And let me tell you something. You get what you pay for, because I had nothing but trouble. And this is a legit story. I am not kidding. You get nothing but trouble from some of those things. I had all kinds of trouble with that thing. And I am so happy to be rid of it.
I would also like to add that there is no way Dan would have that thing installed if it wasn't for Nick Brim. And was it Braden even, or was it Nick Brim? Just Nick.
My Pwn spindle?
No, the originals. Like you, because you had to solder, you had to like.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, somebody you helped you out.
Fully assemble that thing.
You had to put it in work. That thing sat in a box underneath Dan's bench for like a year. Like, yeah. I was yelling at him every other episode to do that. And then he gets the Pwn CNC spindle, and it's up in less than a week.
Plug and play.
Yeah. Plug and play. So I do got to give him credit. Like, it is Dan proof. Guys, that, like that's the best like disclaimer you can give it. Like, hey, it's Dan proof with just his face plastered on it. And everyone's going to be like, oh, he can do it. I mean, it was pretty simple.
I called my brother over. I was like, I think I might need a little backup, a little help to hook this up. He's like, yeah, no problem. So he comes over to give me a hand, and we had it done in like 30 minutes. It was so simple. It was plug and play as it gets. Yeah.
Plug and play.
Yeah. Oh, I worried for nothing. Anyway, huge shout out to Pwn for sponsoring the podcast. We love you. We love working with you. We love being able to sponsor or have a sponsor that's a small company that's ingrained into the maker community. So super honored.
Yeah. Well, so next, usually we'd get into our interview of our guest. Our guest this week is John Cena. Can't see him. Can't hear him. It's out of respect to him. We're not going to ask any questions, but he will be here in spirit. So, Dan, why don't we jump into maker news?
Good news, everyone.
Dan, you got some news?
That'll never get old. I love.
Oh, with the professor saying good news,
Professor
everyone?
Professor Farnsworth.
But he usually just says bad news after.
So I have a few things written down. Number one thing I had written down, it's only because I saw this first a couple days ago. Paul Jackman, the Paul Jackman, Jackman Works.
Here we go again.
He's having a maker meetup / hockey game.
And you mean a fat guy hockey game?
I think this might be the second annual or third annual, right?
I cannot wait to watch Jackman put Graz into the glass again.
I don't know if is Graz going again? I think after last year when he got slammed up against the glass, I'd probably bow out.
He got hit so hard that he forgot how to play hockey.
So if you are in the Massachusetts
in the Northeast.
Area?
Northeast.
Yeah.
The best part of the country.
Jackman's throwing this meetup. I mean, I think you can sign up to play, but you could just come to watch.
I am fully leaning into cheerleader mode. I'll be there as a cheerleader or coach. I'll wear a suit and keep like smacking my clipboard against the glass. Come on. What are you doing? You know, just that's all I'm going to keep doing.
Are you not good on your feet on the ice?
Oh, I'm okay skating. I'm good at skating. I just never I played roller hockey a little bit, but it was more like street roller hockey, so you know, it was a lot of fights.
I skated one time with my lovely bride when we were first married, and
anyway, she didn't survive. Then he met Kayla.
Correct. I met Kayla at the hockey rink.
That's gonna be a fun time. I'm excited to do that. I missed the last one. I wasn't cool enough to be invited
I'm going to have insane FOMO. I think it's, when does it happen? Like May 17th or something like that? I'm going off top of my head.
May 18th. Yeah, I think it's May 18th. It's Saturday. It's a bit of a hike for me. It's like 4 hours or so, but I'm gonna make the trip.
It would be a really long drive for me.
Emma's all like, I'm not going. I'm pregnant. So she's making excuses. Anyways, she's not committed.
I think that's a fairly good excuse. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna get on board with Emma here and say
whatever.
It's a good excuse.
Whatever. But
she's currently 3D printing a human.
She really is 3D printing a human.
In the pre-show.
She's got all the G code. She's just taking her time. It's a long print, 9 months.
Yeah, you gotta make sure everything sticks correctly. You gotta make sure all the layers are good.
Yeah, well, I got one little thing for you, Dan.
Okay, bring it.
Vectric just released their V12 softwares of both Aspire or version 12 of Aspire and VCarve. And I haven't tried it yet. I'm about to get my hands on it. I hear nothing but good things. It's the first time I've been like, you know what? It's time to upgrade. So I hear a lot of good things. I think Braden got his hands on a copy of it. He was messing around with it.
My mouth.
Yeah, he was.
It's a one push button, like
for inlays, right? Yeah.
Operation. Yeah.
So basically, makes two Moose designs like obsolete completely,
which is
a bummer. Yeah.
I mean, to heck with those guys.
Jeff, God rest his soul. But I'm really excited to check that out. If the hype is real, I'm super stoked. I want to try that out, see what it's about, because it might make me fall back in love.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
With
I talked to the fine people from Vectric at WorkbenchCon. There was two folks there. I believe it was Todd and Becky.
Yep.
And they said to reach out, and they had some really fun things coming out with Vectric Aspire in the future. They said to reach out, and we could work together on a partnership deal to get the updated license. And I finally sent them an email today, and she wrote back instantly. So I think I'm a Vectric partner now. Yep.
And if you hypothetically sent an email to them after talking to them at WorkbenchCon to Vectric, it might get bounced. It might not get bounced back, but it won't be delivered. So maybe
can you imagine the poor person that actually owns that email?
Why is everyone emailing me about a license?
Yeah, the best part is like the emails that everybody sent. I think it was you and Nick and
I had my lovely assistant Emma.
I wasn't going to throw
my favorite 3D printer.
Give you all the credit. Yeah, you all sent it to the wrong email address and it didn't bounce back. So it went somewhere.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I reached out to them today too. Also got a response back immediately.
The best part of that is Braden, who finally got the license, when we went to WorkbenchCon, we all kind of like talked to them together. And Braden, I think, was the first person to, out of our group anyway, to reach out and say, hey, we talked and you told me to email you. And he didn't get a response back for like weeks and weeks and weeks. Right. He's like, are they just ignoring me? Come to find out, they actually responded. And he was one of the few that actually spelled Vectric right. And it went to his spam email. So like today, when I emailed him and I got a response back, like almost immediately, I was like, kind of like, hey, I don't mean to like,
I made it
a little bit.
Not to flex on you guys, right, but, you know, like got it immediately.
It felt a little good, to be honest.
I should check my junk, see if that came in there too. Dan, I talked about Vectric. You want to talk about someone else? You got
a thing? I'm gonna talk about this a little bit about what we're wearing. But if you are a fan of Calavera Tool, if you could give him a little support, he had a little bit of a flooding type situation in his shop. I won't go into too much detail, but if you go to his page, Calavera Toolworks on IG, he's got a reel that kind of explains what happened. Apparently, his shop is underneath. I don't know the exact how this is all laid out, but there's somebody living above his shop, and they re-plumbed some laundry, like their washer, and it leaked all over his shop, and it ruined a bunch of stuff, so...
Let's just say he went full Drew Wetworks over there. It's always an appliance too. It's either a fridge or coffee maker.
Yeah, so
espresso.
He had a little mishap there, and he's just, you know, asking the community to help him out a little bit. And so this is how I'm going to help him out, by giving him a shout out. So if you could go to his site, order something, even the smallest little thing.
Order something, support the shop. Right, yeah, go check him out. Yeah. Any
even
little
though
help
he's going to be down for a couple days, you know, everything could help, like, reimburse everything that he kind of lost. So
yeah,
that sucks, Michael. We're big fans of you, so hopefully we can help you out a little bit.
I'm a slightly bigger fan, but that's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm wearing a shirt, so just saying.
So another thing is a medium time podcast. Another Woodshop podcast is apparently hitting episode 200 next week.
Are you talking about this podcast?
No relation.
This current one?
No relation. So they're apparently going to be throwing a bunch of giveaways, have cool guests, and just have a grand old time. The live is going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 3 a.m. French, if you're Thomas. French Central. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff next week. We're just going to have a grand old time. We want to celebrate.
We want to
invite everyone over. You know what? Even if it's a bad party, it's going to be a party. Everyone's going to be in one room. Yeah. There's going
like
to be a little charcuterie board of words that we're going
like
to serve to
even
you guys.
When pizza's bad, it's still good.
Yeah. Yes.
I think.
I mean, it's right. Yeah. I mean, you can't have bad pizza unless it's Casey's Pizza. Not
you
breakfast pizza.
Right
breakfast
now?
Pizza. Breakfast
right
pizza.
Now?
I hear is
you
good.
You want me to quit right now? I mean,
breakfast pizza is good,
quit.
But like evening pizza is like
no, false.
False. Then you got something else.
Episode 200, man. We're gonna be giving away all sorts of stuff. I'm excited for it. Moving on.
Oh, this guy again.
So I was watching. So I always go through my YouTube feed and my.
And your smoke alarm's going off.
I didn't hear it. So Onefinity, y'all know that we like Onefinity as a brand, as people, and what have you. They released a new video talking about all the different laser attachments that they offer for their laser. And this is not a branded sponsorship post or segment by any means. But the video was good in and of itself. I found it kind of helpful. However, I wanted to mention that Pete makes a small cameo at the end of the video. It's if you're watching the YouTube video, it's this little picture right here on my
no
head.
Big deal, but it's Petrie circa
2005.
20? No, it's 2011.
Oh, I would have
carried the two.
I would have
2010. I think.
Yeah, I would have said that it was older just to make myself look better.
2009. I'll give you like a extra zero in there.
Okay.
Circa 2009. No, it may have been 2009 because it was college. Pete in college. He was taking a photography class. He had a goatee and he had long hair.
That's how I envision a photographer, Pete. This guy right here.
Yeah, that's like just screams photography student. all right, so I want to do this last bit isn't really news, it's a shout out, and I would like to take a moment to congratulate Evan and Caitlin on their 10-year marriage anniversary. If you haven't followed Evan and Caitlin or ENK Gaming or whatever, they're one of those like power couples. They're just two fun loving YouTubers, content creators that turned their love of making, their love of content, of games, of everything into multiple YouTube channels, crazy revenue streams, full-time content creator jobs. And they're one of the reasons why I am sitting here today. Evan and Caitlin, I owe them a lot of just like inspiration and the content I've consumed over the years. So just want to give them a shout out. Congratulations on 10 years. Cheers to you guys, you and Jube. That's their cat. Just want to give them a shout out.
Well, what about their, we talked about their robot dog last week, didn't we?
Yes, we talked about the Furby robot dog.
I think at this point, Evan and Caitlin are going to have to start paying us. Sorry, Evan and Caitlin.
I'll reach out for a sponsorship.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's it.
One more thing.
All right, go.
And I don't have a whole lot of details with this, but Bumble Shoots apparently is releasing something, and this is where I got May 17th from right here. Bumble Shoots apparently is releasing some big thing on May 17th. Don't know what it is yet, but I just saw it on their Instagram page, and I was like, oh, I wonder what this could be. So I'm going to be honest. They showed like a silhouette of a couple bottles, and it looks like shampoo. Bumble Shoot shampoo coming in the near future?
It's got the bubbles.
Arby's has the meats. They got the bubbles.
They've got the bubbles.
That's it. That's all I got for Maker News.
So dumb. I guess next we should just jump into like Dan.
What's on my bench? You know what's on my bench.
If you say ZCIs and bow ties, I'm going to smack you.
No, actually none of that. My store has imploded. I don't have any Etsy orders.
Lies. No,
yes, of course. Etsy is always on my list. I feel like that's a song. Although I did have some stuff I wanted to talk about that happened to me this week. First of all, we got that spindle from PWN. And I hooked it up. And I had it going and everything, and I was like, man, this thing sounds louder than it should. Because I had that other cheap Chinese thing hooked up, and it was actually quiet. And I was like, man, this isn't right. But I ran it for like a day or two, where it sounded a little bit louder, not real loud. It just had like a little hum that was.
You couldn't figure out what was different.
I couldn't figure out what was different.
But then I think Braden figured it out, wasn't it?
No, Braden didn't figure it out. I figured it out. Me. All by myself. Like a big boy.
What was it, Dan? Tell everyone the embarrassing thing.
I took off the collet. And so like when you unscrew the head to the collet, there's a what is that even thing called? I think that's the actual collet. But it like
it's well, the collet's the thing that goes inside, and then there's the nut that.
Okay, yes, that I took off the nut. Yeah. I took off the nut, and the collet fell out. And I was like, "Wait a minute, that's not supposed to happen."
It was off center.
It was off center. But before I took off the nut, right? I spun it with my finger real slowly, and I was like, "Wait a minute, that's wobbling. That's not right." So that's when I took off the nut, and then the collet fell out. I was like, wait a minute, this ain't right. Apparently, you got to seat the collet just a little bit to get it centered, and then you can put it up in. And yeah, so mistakes were made on my part. I got it seated. Everything's great. Quiet as a church mouse or whatever the saying is now. So all is well. So because it was wobbling just ever so slightly, I made some cuts and everything was just a little smaller than it should be because the bit was wobbling and it was like, it's basically acting like one of those wobble dado blades.
Oh yeah. The old wobble blades. Oh my God. Yeah, I remember those.
The kerf of the quarter inch bit that I was using, it was a little bit bigger than a quarter inch. So that sucked. So I had to scrap everything and recut everything. And then I also learned something else. You should be using an upcut O-flute bit to cut acrylic. So I don't even realize how long it's been. I have been cutting acrylic, and for some reason, all the chips weren't injecting correctly. And if you don't eject acrylic correctly from any cut, it basically just melts the chips, and it becomes a real nightmare. And I got to looking at the bit, finally, after several weeks. Because I am not very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not very, I don't notice things, like, right away. I just kind of live with them. And I'm like, okay, this is how it is. This is how it is. And I'm just going to live with it. So, but anyways, I got to looking at the bit. And I'm using a down-cut O-flute bit in acrylic. And that is not what you want to use when you're cutting acrylic on the CNC. You want to use an up-cut O-flute bit, so it ejects the chips and it doesn't melt them. And I switched that out last night. once again, cut like butter. It's like world changing when you're cutting acrylic.
It's so funny because like for honestly any wood or especially plywood, you want a down cut or compression bit.
99% of the time I use a compression bit, or I'll use a down cut for 1/8-inch bits and I'll use a compression bit for 1/4-inch bits. I don't know why. It's just kind of how I landed on things. But I must have accidentally bought down cut O-flute bits to cut acrylic and I didn't even realize it. Because I know that you're supposed to use O-flute or upcut O-flutes. And it just didn't occur to me to look at that. I just thought something was off. So if you have that problem, make sure you're using an upcut and not a downcut. Next in the world of Dan, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, I actually bought a 3D printer. It showed up today. I am coming for you, Peter. I'm coming for you.
That makes no sense.
I was scrolling TikTok as one does, right? And everybody knows about the TikTok shop now. But there was the Bamboo Labs A1 Mini, which is a very capable machine from what I understand and what Pete has told me. And I got it for $209 on the TikTok shop.
Plus shipping.
Plus shipping, it was like, I think after taxes and shipping, it was like $247. But even on the Bamboo Labs website, it was $249 and $249 base. That doesn't include taxes or shipping. So I got a really good deal, I feel like. So I just pulled the trigger and I'll figure out how to use it somehow, some way. I feel like there's a lot of phone calls in my future.
That's fine. I'll send Nick and bring it in your way.
That's true. They do know how to use. They really, both have 3D printers, they could probably help me out. I'm not going to be doing anything like crazy.
You already work with CNC and laser. Like, you know, 2D work, 3D work is not that much more complicated. You just have to think about slicing files and how things like are layered. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's overhangs. And like, if there's nothing supporting it, it's printing in air. That's all you have to really think about. That's literally the only thing that's like really tricky. Going from 2D to 3D, it's like you have to think about overhangs. And that's where supports come in. So I got you. I got you, Flam. Don't worry.
All right.
I know a guy. It's Brayden.
And going back to Etsy. So I always like to add a little something extra to anybody who orders from me that is a listener of the podcast or they follow me on IG or whatever. So if you order anything from me on Etsy, and you are a listener of the podcast or you follow me on IG or whatever, be sure to mention something because I don't always recognize the names. So if I know that you're a follower of some sort, I will add something extra. So be sure to do that. That's all I got for what's on my bed.
Yeah, definitely leave a note on anytime you're buying from someone. Just be like, hey, fan of this other thing you do or love the YouTube channel or whatever. You never know what the person's going to include. If they ever also have an Etsy shop, like they might throw an extra thing in there, throw an extra sticker in there. And yeah, we got to order
stickers. Two AWP stickers.
Two. I have maybe 2 dozen, so I'll send you a dozen.
Okay.
Split it down the middle. What else you got going on, Dan?
Well, that's it. I threw it to you a couple minutes ago. I don't know if you missed it.
What else you got going on, Dan?
Am I forgetting something?
No, I'm clearly stalling. Dan is running a GoFundMe, basically. Not an actual GoFundMe, but like instead of a Makers for St. Jude, it's Makers for Dan wants bigger wheels on his car. So if you want to help him out in any way, best way to do that is just buy more stuff from his shop or just Venmo him the money directly because Kayla won't buy him bigger wheels for his big truck.
I need bigger wheels on my truck.
I need bigger wheels because I can't go over the speed bumps in Nebraska.
Nobody do that. Nobody do that.
It's so funny. I like anytime me and Dan find more money in the world, we're always talking about like deals that are coming up or like the jobs we get or things that come up. And I'm like, anytime he's like, he finds an extra $300 in the world, like, oh yeah, this person hit me up. They just had me flatten some slabs and it's this much. Like, yeah, that's wheel money. Don't tell Kayla.
Yeah, because it wasn't part of the plan. It wasn't
Don't tell Kayla. Budget, so. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, it's not part of the budget. It's fine.
It's free money.
As long as the accountant doesn't know, it's fine. It's free. It's free wheels. Dan, how'd you afford the wheels? No, don't worry about it, baby. You want to go to Cracker Barrel?
Deal. It was a sponsored deal.
It's sponsored deal. Hey, it's podcast money. It's podcast. I mean, that, like, listen, a lot of us, I talked about this in many times on the show where the actual woodworking business was my, like, spending money. Uh-huh. It's where I, like, it's the money I made that I was like, I can buy tools and I can buy other fun stuff I want because it doesn't affect my regular budget, like my regular paycheck and my bills and whatever. It's just a business. And now, like, the business, like, runs my life. It's like, oh, I don't have the spending money anymore. Like, I can either eat meat this week or I can, like, buy this 3D printer. So,
saw the canned roast beef?
Yeah. It's cheap. For some reason, I don't know why, I think she's super bougie, but Emma won't eat Spam. What? So, I know, right? Come on. If it's good enough for the Japanese, it's good enough for us, Emma. She actually listens
fried
to us, too.
Fried bologna sandwiches? Come on, Emma.
Bologna? Yeah, Silent G? I'm all about it. Anyways, so, in big news, the Kitchen Island, finally still not done. So, it's... still,
you had me there.
Dude, oh... I've talked about, and I'm going to get more into this, but the last month or so, like, honestly, since WorkbenchCon, every day I've just been like 2% busier, and it's just been stacking. And work's been extra insane. Like, I actually don't get to, like, sit back and, like, type up an email or respond to some Instagram messages, whatever. Like, it's been busier and busier. And then on top of that, so, like, Emma went to visit her brother and or her family and down in Florida. It was his birthday. He's turning some age that's significant. And I wasn't there for that. But she went down there for about a week and change, and then they drove back up. So I didn't have my other half for like almost 2 weeks. And then she...
That explains why you were MIA.
Yeah. And then she came back, and she, you know, her parents came with, and they were looking at, like, her dad was working up here. Her mom's visiting. And, like, so we're entertaining as well. So it's like an extra distraction. I love it. I love entertaining. I love having family over. But it's like, I didn't have someone I rely on heavily for 2 weeks. And it really sucked not having that backup. Somebody to bounce ideas off of. Somebody to just talk to about, like, hey, I need this done. Can you take care of this task? Can you do this small, simple thing? Run out to the store or email this person, whatever it might be. And, I had like a come to Jesus moment this last week where I was like, this is what it's going to be like when we have a kid. It's just going to be one of us at a time. Mm-hmm. If one, you know, like, I'll be free and she's going to be busy, or vice versa, or we're both going to be busy. So I'm like, I can't keep doing what I'm doing. We need to change everything. And I literally just sat down one day and I was like, I'm done taking on all of these, like, fun projects, helping people out projects, like, little jobs here or there. Oh, I'll make $200 off of this, which is great. Not scoffing at $200, but, like, if it's going to cost me multiple hours and then you come over and hang out at the shop and we BS and we work on this project and we make it for you. And then, like, there goes 6 hours. And, like, it's great to hang out and everything, but I could have been working on something else. And I mean that in the nicest way. And this isn't at anyone in particular that is as like that I've helped out. No, it's actually, Keith is one that, like, I don't mind. He can come over whenever. But, like, the reality is there's a lot of stuff that gets in the way of us trying to grow our businesses and try to stay on top of stuff. I've been focusing on so many different little things and trying so many different things that I realized that I've lost track of what this is supposed to be.
You're spreading yourself too thin, man.
I haven't released a new product on Etsy in a year. I haven't grown anything on the business. Emma started doing my shipping, which has gotten to the point where there is a week or two that I won't go down to the print shop, because I'll print a bunch of stuff for like a week or two and it's all stocked up, and then she just does all my packaging for me while I'm like working and doing other stuff. And then I'll go like, I haven't been down here in a week, what the hell. So, like, basically, here's the new thing.
I mean, in a way, that's kind of nice that you know that you can do that, right?
I know I can rely on her. It's incredible, yes. But, like, the business isn't growing. And the thing is, I am wasting, you know, there's the 80-20 rule, like, where you waste 80% of your energy on a thing that makes you 20% of the money. And the thing that makes you 80% of the money, you're spending 20% of your time on it. So you can really hurt yourself.
Math checks out.
It does check out. So the problem is, you know, I've been focused too much on all these, like, trying to do everything, trying to do all these different projects. And I'm realizing that I'm getting to that point where I'm not making headway. I'm stagnant. I'm actually overwhelmed. I barely have time to keep up with anything. Dan, you've seen the last like 3 weeks, I've been basically MIA. You know, we're in multiple chats and I basically don't respond. I'm catching up on messages, all that stuff. So we decided that, you know what, this week, this is the last week. I'm not taking on any one-off commissions, any small projects. I'm saying no to friends and family, unless it's something that, you know, excites me or something that'll be fun that I want to take a break from the regular stuff. All we're going to do is big production jobs that actually pay the bills. We're going to focus heavily on doing DIY projects around the house. And along with that, shooting long form content, YouTube videos. And the biggest thing, the thing that originally started the business, the print shop. And that doesn't just mean 3D printing. It could be laser and CNC, but repetitive, easy, continuous income projects. Like all digital, the 3D printed stuff. Digital fabric. Yeah. Yeah. It's a digital fabrication. Stuff that's just going to, you know, it's in a way, it's press play and you got a product. You still got to babysit it. You got to, you know, resupply the machine. You got to make sure your material's good, but it's easier than doing all this custom one-off work. I don't want to be doing customization on all these projects. It's really not where the money's at, and it's taking up too much of my time. So we're going to focus on three things. The next couple months, our kid's going to arrive in July, and we'll see how the year goes. But I'm going to step back a little bit. I'm going to do less, but do more of the stuff that really matters. So
do less, son.
So that's why one of the reasons why, like, you know, the island hasn't been finished. Work's been crazy. And like, it's not that I'm just doing the island. I'm recording videos. So like, if I'm like unshowered and like my hair's all messy and I'm like wearing PJs, like I could just do it. But I can't record the video then.
Pete, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
You are your own island, and you need to start making bridges. I just thought of that.
That is low-key the deepest advice Dan's ever given and makes no sense, but all the sense in the world. But
it sounds good though, right?
You are your own island, and you need to start making bridges. Oh my God. Dan...
you're welcome.
Dan Dunlap, everyone. Incredible. Wow.
I think we have a show title. You are your own island.
Oh, Jesus. That was so dumb. I love it. It makes me feel so happy.
You're welcome, buddy.
Like, for every ferry terminal that closes, a bridge opens. Dan Dunlap, 2024.
Is that it for what's on your bench, or did I just reroute everything?
you derailed me a little bit. So basically, I've been busy. That's why the island's not finished. We're gonna work on it this weekend, wrap up the video, get all that stuff done. You ever like work on a project that you're like, F my entire to-do list. I want to work on something for me.
Yeah.
Or I want to do something fun. I
did that this past week. I actually forgot that I forgot to bring it up in what's on my
bench. Yeah. What was it?
I made a little speaker.
Oh, the speaker. Yes. The
phone speaker amplifier thing. It's just a simple little thing. I saw something on Pinterest. I'm like, oh, I could make that in the CNC. But it was just like an outward profile of it. So I had no idea what the innards were. So I kind of toyed with some stuff and I created it in Vectric and I pumped it out.
That thing was super cool.
It looks cool. I think it'd be cool to like take to craft shows and stuff. I don't know. I might put it on my Etsy store. I actually had a couple of people say, hey, that's really cool. I don't see it in your Etsy store. I'm like, I literally just made
it. Just made it. Calm down, Dale.
maybe it'll be on my Etsy store. But
I think that's really important. I think you need to work on... Yeah, I think it's
super important to keep your mind
creative,
going crazy.
Yeah.
You have to be creative and you got to flex your creative muscle. Even if like it's something that you see on Pinterest and you're like, okay, I think I could recreate that. The creative part is making the file or making the plan and executing it.
I think we have a question later too about that same subject. That's really good.
We do.
Yeah, we do. But so back to my what's on a bench this week, I had to do something for me. And we have some, you know, family visiting now. So Emma's parents are here, or Emma's mom and Max keeps staying over. So I was like,
not my Max.
Right? Not your Max, my Max.
Okay.
So I was like, I've been planning this for a while. I bought this large, like 100 and whatever inch screen, a projector screen. And I've had a projector in our office. We used to use it for VR. I've done it in stories and stuff like that. I moved that projector down to the living room, mounted it, ran all the cabling through the wall, made it all clean. I hung up our TV on the wall. And then in front of the TV, I hung up that giant projector screen. I have a 97-inch TV, basically. A 97-inch TV in my living room.
If you're not playing video games on that, you are failing at life.
Here's the thing. I've been so busy. I haven't played video games on it yet. But we've been watching Ted. They're watching tonight, Ted Lasso. And we've been watching TV. And I actually got a new subwoofer. So basically, I have a theater in my house. And I've never been happier to use my living room. We actually need a bigger couch now just to lounge on
flexing.
And stuff.
Now you're just flexing.
Well, Dan, you're going to come up a day early for makeup.
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely coming up a day early to play GTA on that sucker.
Dude, it's going to be awesome. We could play. You could play split screen and everyone gets like a 42-inch TV.
Yeah, we need to build like a partition wall so you can't see somebody else's screen and you can play a little
actually,
split screen.
97. So it's like a 58-inch screen for every person.
How'd you come up with 58? That ain't mathin'.
Roughly, it's...
The math ain't mathin'.
I'm sorry, not 58. Sorry. Wait, 48. Because it's 97 inches across. 48 and a half. Yeah, I was rounding down.
Okay.
But still, that's pretty good. That's pretty better. Cool. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We could play some land. We could have a land party down here. It'd be great.
Ooh,
but anyways, that was a project for me.
Smells.
Yeah. That was a project for me for the house. I really enjoyed it. I just needed a break. I've been doing a bunch of honey-do list stuff just to kind of like make my brain like not focus on work. Been a lot, man. I've been a little stressed and overworked lately, but I'm trying to refocus. So this is good. I do enjoy my Thursdays.
You don't want to find yourself in that burnout stage.
Nope. You definitely don't. It's bad.
No. That's a bad place to be.
Well, Dan, should we get in some questions?
We're missing something.
What are we?
What are you wearing?
Oh,
come on, man.
Dan, who are you wearing, Dan?
I'm wearing my beautiful Calavera Toolworks t-shirt.
Wow, Dan, where can I get one of those?
Probably at calaveratool.com or toolworks.com. I don't know his website, to be honest.
You know what? Maybe I'll throw it in the show notes. Maybe I won't.
Yeah.
Look at the draw.
And my hat is my lovely Daniel Dunlap Woodworks hat featuring... Peter Kapar circa 2002.
Sure.
Oh,
2002. Yeah, say 2002. It sounds better.
Yeah. We got this hat at WorkbenchCon. We made it for WorkbenchCon.
You guys, and I still giggle when I think about that.
I wore it a couple days at WorkbenchCon, and then like I haven't worn it since. And this past week, I was like, it's actually a really nice hat. It fits really well. So I'm going to start wearing it. So
I got to start wearing. So I have mine over there. There it is. Yeah, you can't tell my background. If you're
you
on
still
YouTube,
have the sticker on it. Look at you. Mine's
I keep the stickers. Well, this one doesn't have it, but I got that one. I got Frank does it, and I have your one from the one with the cork bill cap on it. I love that hat. I don't know why. I wear it sparingly. I that's special occasions. I wear it at my wedding. But. Yeah. Bat mitzvah.
When you go on dates and to the symphony.
Or exclusively when we went on a cruise. Yeah, that's it. Yep. But today, I'm wearing the Nick Brim with the Fresh Prince of Bel Air hat. It's got like flowers on a brim. Good stuff. I got
flowers
one of these.
On the brim, Nick Brim.
I get it. Oh, speaking of Nick Brim, Dan.
Oh, that's really annoying.
If you don't know about the beep. Listen to the pre-show. And then I'm wearing David Wirtz's shirt from Rustic Joy, right? Rustic Joy. And on the back it says, ask me about my wood. Or is that what it says? Ask me
how you can get your hands on my wood.
How you can get your hands on my wood. And then he sent Emma one, and it says something along the lines of like, ask me about my husband's wood or something like that.
Okay.
So it's a nice his and hers shirts. So
very good.
is she wears it around the house and won't leave the house with it.
It's like,
but that, I wear this one.
Yeah, we have that AWP shirt that's the splatter on the back that you don't like.
it's a shirt that I like. We offer in our Etsy shop, which, by the way, we sell our shirts in Etsy shop. If you're interested, it's all in the show notes. You can buy the shirts that we wear from AWP. This one says on the back, "You've been AWP'd on."
That's correct.
And I just,
it's a yellow splatter. It's just a yellow splatter.
It's just yellow resin spilled on the ground.
It could be yellow Kool-Aid for all you know.
Oh my God. The worst, Dan. The worst design we ever made. Whatever.
I'm proud of that design.
I need to make one that's like the Kibasi Posse. Didn't we have one for a while?
Yeah, we got a couple in there, actually.
So ridiculous.
So we're pimping our Etsy store right now because the AWP Etsy store actually had to pay Etsy last month.
Oh, yeah, because the listing's renewed and we haven't sold anything.
We haven't sold anything. We owed Etsy like $3.
Go support the shop. And I'm also wearing SawStop underwear.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, they have
to get my hands on some of those.
It's technically, they call it a chastity belt.
It's really protected. It's got a hot dog.
Well, it's got a stop blade on it. It's like, if you're like, hey, I'm into that, it goes, no, it's a stop. It's going to let a break on it. So it's they have a line of chastity belts with a brake installed. You don't want it to go off.
Oh, geez. Okay. Now we can go into questions.
All right. What's the questions?
I don't know. We got two or three.
Black Betty. Ram.
That's the questions.
Do we get two or three?
We got three questions.
Three.
So first one's from Thomas, and he typed out a question because he's traveling right now. He's not in France. He's in the Netherlands. It's a fake place. So anyways, as per usual, aka we've done it twice, we got an AI voice generator to read his question.
Hey guys, it's Thomas writing from the Netherlands, land of weed and free-range hoes.
Oh.
If a fairy appeared in front of you, let's say it's the hardwood fairy, what would be your wish to take the podcast another level up? Okay, bye.
Great question, Thomas.
Free-range what?
Bros.
Bros.
Free-range bros. Free-range bros. Oh, Thomas. What would be my wish for the podcast is that...
Yeah.
I think this year we want to actually, we've been coasting for the last couple months. We've just been enjoying each other's company, bringing on some guests. We've both been very busy, but we want to refocus on the podcast, pour our energy more into it. We are going to be looking to possibly bring on a third host. We're looking to bring on some more sponsors that are very on brand. It's not, you know, we're not going to do Rocket Mortgage or, you know, World of Tanks. We're going to try to get some real on brand stuff that like we all use, you know, the brands we've used in the past. Relevant sponsors. But I think definitely grow the show, maybe grow the team, grow the sponsorships, and provide more value to you guys. And of course, provide more reach. And here's the thing, the best way for us to grow the show is to hear feedback from you guys. So if you guys want to hear something, hear less of something, like, Pete talks too much. Like, yo, let me know. You know,
or that what are you wearing segment is the worst.
What are you wearing segment is so dumb. Maybe you'd like it better if we had one of your shirts. You know,
that's true. I mean, that's why we started. What are you wearing?
Just give free swag. To be honest. Well, just like we figured it was a nice way to like we have so many maker tees. Like my entire wardrobe is maker tees and like five regular V-necks. And we were like, let's shout the people out that we wear so that we can like thank them for what, you know, if we bought it or got it free or whatever.
I know.
But the fringe benefit, I guess, would be if like Nick Brim sent me another hat or something or Nick Brim chastity belts.
Be careful what you ask for from Nick Brim. Just saying.
I know. Yeah. Nick Brim, the worst. But Dan, what would be your magical fairy wish?
I think you pretty much nailed it. I mean, we definitely want to grow the podcast. We want to expand our reach. We'd like this to be something a little bit more. We want to bring on more team members. And That may or may not be happening. I'm not going to divulge any more information than that. But
what do you know that I don't? Oh, are we finally bringing Jackman on full time?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you. No, never. Over my dead body, Jackman would be here full time. Yeah. I mean, it would be cool if the podcast became more of a full-time thing. I mean, we already kind of do it full-time, but like if the podcast was more of our what we do for a living, right? I'm not saying we're ever going to get to the Joe Rogan sort of sphere, but it'd be cool if we grew it a little bit and we knocked all the other maker podcasts out of oblivion.
Oh, cool. Plenty of room for everyone.
No,
but more room for us.
I want to knock them out.
Now it would be definitely very cool to grow the show and like what do you guys want to hear? What do you want to see more of? We would love more questions. We genuinely would love more questions from you guys.
Knocking other podcasts out of the stratosphere and the atmosphere and the universe or whatever. We forgot to bring this up in Maker News.
Oh, Crafted Will Never Die got canceled.
No, the potential maker meetup in June in Southern California.
Didn't we mention it? Or was that the pre-show?
We only brought it up in the pre-show. Were we going to bring it up in Maker News?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're possibly doing a meetup. we're possibly going to be at the Surf Prep Maker Meetup. It's still tentative. We're trying to figure out the dates and times and if we can make it. But that's in California.
Having the meetup, whether we're there or not.
Yeah, they got some like fifth hand podcast to host it right now, and we're just like, we can't in all good conscience let that happen. So we were going to just show up and take over. But I don't know. What was it, the podcast that's over there? The
We Make Joints.
The Butt Joint.
Joints Are Us.
Podcast. The one that, this is their theme song.
Butt Joints.
Butt Joint Podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Joinery. Joinery Podcast. Oh,
Joinery. Yeah. Oh, we were so close. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
I can't believe that almost escaped us.
Yeah, so Ben DeRosa Creations, I think, and then Luke in the Shed. Those guys, they have the podcast. I'm off the top of my head. So, yeah, they're Luke there in the crawl space. Holding it down. Luke in the crawl space. we love those guys. Just love the feud that is happening. Anyways,
I think we're the only ones perpetuating the feud at this point.
All right. Well, Dan, hold on to your underwear real quick because we have a long time listener, first time caller, the one, the only, Lars is calling it.
Oh, is this his first time?
Hey guys, it's Lars calling in because you keep asking people to call in, but I don't know what to call in for topic-wise because we don't have any predetermined topics to call in for.
Good suggestion.
And I don't have a CNC, so I don't think any of my actual questions will get answered. So I decided to ask Pete a question. Pete, when you go on paternity leave, do you have a sub lined up for doing the hosting job of this show? And also, when you do go on leave, is it going to be paternity leave? And will you be able to get my chisel caps done?
Oh,
thanks.
Ooh. All right. What's that about? You want to explain that last part real quick?
Yeah, he reached out to me about 2 years ago. About
2 years ago?
I don't know what you're saying, Dan. You're slurring your words. So he reached out to me about a project. Like a lot of people do. Hey, this would be cool. Let's do this. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I can totally do it. Eventually. Let me just get a little less busy. That never happened. So I have a lot. I have like a little mini. I have Apple reminders. Like I have lists and Apple reminders. And there's different ones. And there's projects for people that have reached out to me about stuff, that list is long. And it's like, at this point, it's like, it's that gif of
the what's hot his dogs? Name?
No, the guy from The Office that's also in the, I'm blanking on his name, but he's like, I'm always, it's been so, like, I don't know what it is and I'm too afraid to ask or whatever.
Oh, Ed Helms.
Sure. I don't think it's
Ed Helms.
Chris Pratt. There we go.
No, he was in Parks and Rec. Oh my God.
Parks and Rec. Oh, did I, what did
the
I say?
Office?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the same. Well, The Office,
this is
but
how
like.
I quit.
I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. But yeah, it's the whole thing of like, well, they haven't asked in a while. It's they probably forgot about it. But then he brings it up once in a while, and it just gets me right in the groin. Like, hopefully
and
they forgot.
Your heart sinks, and your stomach fills with butterflies, and you're like, oh God, no.
Yeah, Dan dropped some news on us in the pre-show about
yeah, because,
that same exact
we played this. We played this question in the pre-show, as we do in the pre-show. And that reminded me when Nick, Braden, and I cleaned out my shop a couple weeks ago, I found a bunch. And by a bunch, I mean more than six.
Inserts, significant that, number.
Inserts that people had sent me in the past, and they wanted me to model them and cut them out. And I always put them off to the side and stuff, and I'm like, I'll get to it later. And I even told people, like, it might be a while before I get to them. And then they just get shoveled around, and, like, we uncovered them under, like, a pile of, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh, there are so many there. So, yeah, if you're listening to this and I owe you an insert, and I think I've said this before in the past, like, send me a gentle reminder, please. I am the worst. I am so bad. Like, I'm up to my eyeballs in other orders on Etsy and stuff. And I talk about it every week. So I'm pretty bad at following up on this stuff, and I feel awful, and I can only like laugh at myself about it to make myself feel better. So this is nervous awkward laughter.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you genuinely want to do, and like so it actually on the same subject. I was watching why am I blanking on his name? Shop Nation, because he makes the
right?
Yes, I believe so. Oh, why am I blanking on her name? But he makes the accessories for miter saws right now. Like that's his hot ticket item for dust collection.
Dust collection, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like incredible. Like if you go check him out, go support him. If you have a dust collection issue on your miter saw, like go check him out. And he had like two workbenches, two separate saws, one fairly new, one an older model that he was like prototyping all these pieces on. And I'm like, man, he's like working on the. Like he's working on each saw individually, very specifically, like getting the design just perfect so that he can offer that product without any issues, with full support, with knowing that everything works perfectly. And I'm like, damn, I wish I had that time. I wish I could do that. And like, you know, it's like one of those like, yeah, you can make the time, but like shout out to him because he's putting in that work.
It's not as simple. Something like that. It's not as simple as just drawing it up and then hit and go and it's done.
A lot of trial and error.
It takes several iterations before you know you've nailed it down. And especially something in my case, like when people send me the insert, you're not done even when you think you're done because then you got to send the insert back and you got to get feedback from that person and see what needs to be tweaked, what doesn't, because you don't have that saw in your shop. So I've started telling, I get people reaching out to me all the time on Etsy or even in DMs on Instagram and TikTok and stuff saying, hey, can you... And I just say, no, not at this time. I'm sorry.
I started politely refusing work. And right. And it's like, sometimes it's stuff that's fairly easy and I feel terrible saying no, but it's just like that item. It's an hour or two of distraction of time that I desperately need.
I mean, if I could spend the time to make all these inserts for all these random saws, you know, in the long run, it'll probably be worth it. But in the short term, it's taken away from everything else that I need to get done, which I struggle getting done on a daily basis as it is.
We're trying to do better, guys. And like, if you have some advice for us, like if you're doing something like that, if you're like, we appreciate it. Listen,
my advice is hire help.
I know we give you guys a lot of advice, but also like if you have some advice for us or some help for us, like, or some, suggestions, you can either call it in, message it to us, but like, we'd love to hear you guys give us.
I'm open
like,
to suggestions. We had as that long like, as it's correct.
What was it? Kickback or whatever we called it. Snipe. Forget what the name was that we used for the segment.
We didn't call it Kickback because that's what
Wood Dog does. Right? Which who has ads now? Like somebody mentioned. I forget what it was, but anyways, like if you guys have some suggestions, like listen, we're still learning, and if we can pass along, you guys might give some advice. Or some feedback on something we talked about that might help like a dozen people. So don't be afraid to call in with some suggestions or corrections or your opinion on something we talked about the week before. We really want to get more input from the audience. We used to get a lot of questions and stuff. And I know Dan and I kind of shoot to poop a lot, you know, but like
we're good at it.
Despite what it seems like we've been doing this for a while. We're both pretty knowledgeable in the fields that we're in, and we're woodworkers, CNCers, like we work with machines and we know this stuff. And that's a humble brag, you know. And if we can offer any help to anyone, especially people starting out, we're here for you. Just reach out. And if we don't answer, reach out again because you probably got lost in a shuffle. Sometimes if we have a story heavy day, there's our messages are a mess. Oh, yeah. I'll be honest with you.
So I went through my IG DMs. I think earlier this week, and I went through my request folder and I found a request from late February. Somebody was reaching out to me from a local like art museum, and they were putting on like a craft fair, and they wanted to know if I wanted to have a booth there and stuff. And I was like, oh man, that actually would have been really cool. Yeah. Because it's a really cool art museum. And I saw it like the week before it went live, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry I missed this. It just goes to show that I miss a lot of messages on Instagram.
We all do it. If we don't respond, it's purely because it just got moved down the list so far.
Yeah.
So reach out again. Instagram reach out again.
Messages
That's it.
Come through so fast. I miss stuff quite a bit.
But we appreciate all of it. Now I'm gonna have to re-listen to Lars's question. Yes, it was paternity leave, but like this the last 2 weeks while Emma was away, I called it Petripalooza or Pedopalooza. So it's similar, you know, dad joke pun name thing. So I appreciate that. But let me listen back to Lars's question here.
And I don't have a CNC.
Yeah, we're not
so
eligible.
I don't think any of my actual questions will get answered.
Yep.
So I decided to ask Pete a question. Pete, when you go on
paternity leave,
doing the hosting job of this show.
Oh yes. Are we going to bring a sub on? The answer to that is very simple. We don't need two subs. We'll need a dom. Anyways.
And also
Dan, that was an insult on your part.
When you do go on leave, is it going to be, and will you be able to get my chisel?
And yes, I addressed all of those. So yeah, we will not bring on a sub. We will probably bring on a dom. There is a small chance that we'll probably take a week off, possibly.
I think that's fair. I don't want to give you too much paternity leave just because it's not in the books, but
and I'll this let isn't you have a week off. Like the thing is like I specifically run the YouTube live, so at the very least if we have a guest or whatever, there might not be a YouTube live that week. You know, we might still have a podcast, but they might not be YouTube live. We'll figure it out. But we're going to try to still
burn that
make it
bridge
happen.
From Pete's Island when it comes.
We'll burn that bridge from Pete's Island when it comes to it. I love that. All right. Last question is from Nick Brim.
Hey, guys. First time listener, long time patron. I'm excited for the patron-only Zoom call on Sunday. Can't wait to hang out with you guys. Anyway.
Not actually happening for all the patrons. That is coming up in May.
He's just rubbing it in our faces that we're dropping the ball so bad.
I know. It's happening in May. We'll let you know.
Guys, I have a question for this week in regards to drawing inspiration from online sources, whether it may be Instagram, YouTube, or other online products. How do you design your piece to be unique and put your own little spin on it? Looking forward to hearing your thoughts. Thanks. Bye.
You go first because you had a lot to say in the pre-show about this. So elaborate if you would, sir.
So here's my thing about this thing. And we've had plenty of episodes about imitation, about inspiration, and the fine, very fine line that goes in between, in the middle of it. I think as long as money isn't involved, no one's going to care. So like if I copy Dan's design, if I copy his like wine rack that he's got behind him, and I'm not selling it, I was inspired by Dan and I just go, I like that. I want to make that myself. That's totally fine. Do it. Steal people's ideas. Get inspired. That's what it is. That's what getting inspired is. It's stealing people's ideas. You're getting, you get a feeling in your belly and you're like, oh, I like that. I really want to do that. Because what I would do, which is dumb, is I would go, I really wanted to do something like that, but he just made it. So like now I can't do it ever again, ever. Mm. That's where my mind goes. It's like, well, he used hexagons on that pattern, so I can't use hexagons ever again in anything I do. Like I don't know what it is about, like, because I think it's the fear of like being called out for stealing people's content. But like, right. We talked about this, almost no ideas are original. A lot of this stuff has already been done. I say if you're especially, and I'll preface this, if you're just doing it for yourself for the sake of making something cool for yourself, and you want to try something new that you haven't tried before, steal all the ideas. Do it for yourself. Yeah. If you want to just fill your house with cool stuff, yeah, find all the coolest stuff. Because guess what? Hundreds, thousands of people out there are buying plans to make the cool thing that someone made and also gave you the permission by making plans. But if somebody doesn't make plans, suddenly you're the a-hole.
Well, here's the cool thing about stealing, quote unquote, stealing everybody's ideas, like B just said, steal everything, is in doing so, hopefully you'll learn some new techniques and you'll learn something new about the craft. And then you could turn around and use that new skill that you learned into something else. And speaking of the wine rack behind me that Pete pointed out, I got that idea from Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie send you a cease and assist?
No, designs by Donnie, but he's got one that's like solid, right? And I've always liked that. I've always thought that was cool, just the way he makes it. So I tried to make it out of MDF because I had a bunch of MDF at the time. And I realized while Donnie can make it, it was just a little too bulky for me. And the sanding was awful. So I was toying with the idea and I was posting it in my stories and somebody else said, hey, I think it was Trevor from Madeira Designs said, hey, why don't you just do the front and the back and then put dowels between it? And I was like, oh my God, dude, that's so brilliant. I don't even know why I didn't think of that. So whenever you're quote unquote stealing or being inspired by somebody, that's when things kind of pop in your head and you're like, okay, how can I change this? I could do this, I could do that. Or if you share it online like I did, you'll get other people's input and then you can kind of turn it into your own thing, which is what I did here. But ever since I've made that sort of iteration, I see them all over the place. I see them on Etsy. I see them in CNC groups. And the funny thing is, I've sold maybe two of those ever. I mean, it's not a huge seller of mine. So if other people want to make it, you go for it. It's not that complicated.
I think it's one of those things where
I should probably offer the design on.
Just offer it for free.
Etsy or something for like.
I think it's one of those things too that like once you are exposed to something, whether it's a concept or a design or something or a word,
right?
Like you learn a new word, like opacity, whatever. Like I don't know, it's just like a random word. You suddenly see it and hear it everywhere.
Yeah, you'll know if I learn a new word because I'll be using it next week. Like
the crazy viscosity of the wood. You know, but like, steal all the ideas, get encouraged, but like, don't be a butthole about it. Here's the thing: I have 3D printing skills, I have modeling skills. I'm really knowledgeable with that stuff. I can make a dust collection boot for my Capex or another CNC if I put into work. Right. Out of respect, though, and I have no obligation. He doesn't have a patent. Like, I can just rip off Shop Nation, not rip off his design. I could just make my own. But like, everyone would be like, oh, you ripped him off, ripped him off. It's because, like, he's the guy for it right now. Right. And, like, and that's fine. Out of respect, I'm not going to do it. But if I wanted to make it for myself, I would just make it. And if somebody's like, hey, that's a cool design, like, can I get the file? I'd be like, sure, here's the file, but like, you should check out this. I would actually send traffic to him. I'd be like, go check out him. He's got that worked out. It works really well. He's got a bunch of designs. Like, there's a respect you can have while still, again, I'll use the dirty word, ripping off their design. Because most designs are not unique. You just gotta see something cool you like and just do it. Because the more you do, the more you'll actually try to like go outside of those lines and be like, oh, you know what? What if I color outside these lines?
I think that's why we all follow each other.
Yeah.
You know, bare bones. I mean, that's why we follow each other, because we're all looking for inspiration. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Granted, I am, you know, being a part of the community and making friends and all that stuff, but I'm also very interested in what everybody's posting and doing, because that creates a spark and it creates inspiration. And I draw a lot of inspiration from the whole community, whether it be on Instagram or TikTok. Hell, I'll even dedicate time to look through Pinterest still.
Whoa, I think
Pinterest has a lot of good ideas. As a matter of fact, the little speaker amp that I made, the initial idea came from Hamilton Dilbeck's video, because he made like a speaker like amp thing for your phone. And then I put that into Pinterest and I was looking at all the designs and stuff, and I saw something. I was like, I could probably make that. And even though it didn't show the innards of the design, that's where I got to be creative on the inside parts of it. And outwardly, it looks the same as what I saw on Pinterest, but I got to be a little creative on the inside parts, which was fun. Fun for me.
No, Pinterest, find inspiration wherever you can. Like, here's the thing. If Instagram wasn't a thing, if you weren't trying to make something, what would you be doing? You would look online and go like, that's cool, I'm going to make that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you wouldn't even have plans. You would have three crappy, blurry photos on Facebook and be like, let me figure out the dimensions.
Tumblr. Is Tumblr still a thing?
Tumblr. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I used to peruse Tumblr quite a bit.
Tumblr, the Chive.
Yeah.
Good old days. But yeah, get inspired. Steal all the, if you see any of my stuff, just be like, you know what? I want to figure out how to do this. Nick, great question, honestly. Like, genuinely, because too many people think about offending people too much. Like, I will genuinely stop myself from making cool projects because I'm afraid that someone will call me out for copying them. Not the deal. Most of the community is going to be like, that's really cool. Like, thanks, I got inspired by blah, blah, blah. And the best thing you can do for the creator, too, is to be like, I got really inspired by blank.
Oh, yeah.
And I will,
usually if you give somebody a shout out like that, you know, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, cool, man.
Like our, Emma and I are actually working together on designing a console for all of our AV stuff for the living room. And the inspiration is Susie McAfee from Monarch Designs. Like, go check her out. Incredible stuff. She's based out of South Africa, and everything she makes is just freaking cool. It's just weird, unique designs. I don't know where she gets it from, and it's just cool. And I straight up told her, like, hey, if it's okay with you, I am 100% stealing your design, and I will give you full credit because it's so cool. And she was like, oh my god, I'm honored. Like, it just made her happy and made me happy, and it was such a good conversation.
In the current times that we live in, you know what's another good place to get inspiration, and this may anger some people, because when I posted it in initially on my IG, it PO'd a few people, but AI.
What?
Bruh.
No.
Yeah,
not doing, man.
I mean, it's there.
That's illegal, not? Dan.
It's not. I guarantee you it's
absolutely
not.
Use every tool at your disposal.
I've used that ideogram. I've put in, you know, exactly what I was looking for. I was looking for inspiration for a new TV console, and it popped out a few designs that I liked, and I actually saved a couple of, because why not? I mean, it's there. Use it. Use it to your fullest abilities. Why not? It's not going away. Might as well use it.
Absolutely. Good question, Nick. Who would have known? Nick Gilligan Brim coming in with a hot question.
It's funny how everybody's middle name is Gilligan with you. It's weird.
Isn't it everyone's?
I guess. In Poland, is that how it works?
Well, yes. Gilligan. Gilligansky. You got to put the ski at the end. Anyways, Dan, speaking of Gilligan.
A 3-hour tour? We haven't been doing this for 3 hours, have we? No. 3-hour tour.
Well, it's been over 3 hours. We started before 9. Yeah, but you want to do the outro?
Yes.
You're the pro at the outro. The outro pro.
Outro pro. Ooh, I should. Yeah. Get that on t-shirt.
Make the words, thank the sponsors, thank the patrons, do the thing. Make thank it sexy.
Thank you for reminding me on what to do, because I almost forgot about all the things that I needed.
Think sexy, think edgy, think you're, you know, you're out there trying to get all the people.
Let me first thank our sponsor for this episode, PWNCNC. We appreciate you, Pwn. Huge, huge honor to have you guys on board with us. If you are interested in anything that PWNCNC offers, go over to their website, pwncnc.com. And if you feel so inclined to buy something from the website, use code AWP at checkout to save 5%. Full transparency, we'll get a little kickback as well. But why not go support a nice US-based company? excuse me. Also want to thank all of our patrons. Each and every one of you, from the free tier to the smaller tiers to the VIP tiers, we thank you. You help keep this thing going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. And we ain't going anywhere. So thank each and every one of you guys. If you want to help the show at all, you can help us by going to Patreon over at patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast. Or if you don't want to help us financially, you can always share the show. How can you share the show? That is the big question everybody asks. Well, you could tell all your friends and family. You could go to school. I would sign up for college, right? I would go to college. I would sign up. And then once I got there, I would tell everybody in my classes and I see in the hallways about this show. Spread the love. You could go on your own island and share the show, but that would be awkward if there was nobody on the island with you. So you might have to build some bridges and invite people over and then share the show.
You know, we should make a show about the bridges and just call it like it's gonna be a ton of bridges. So it's called Bridgerton.
I have the greatest idea ever. Start a podcast.
Okay.
And talk about this podcast on your podcast. And that's how you could share the show.
The entire podcast is just pimping our podcast.
Another Woodshop Podcast Inception.
So like a podcast that just reviews a show?
Yes.
Like Office Ladies? And any other shows that just talk about movies or series that have come out?
Yeah. Do that. Yeah, it would probably be a hit. You'd probably do way better than this current show, I'll tell you what.
So just each episode would just review another episode of the behind another Woodshop podcast.
Or you know, just do it as any normal person would. Just share it wherever you can. In your
minute 48, Dan is answering a question, but if you listen carefully, you can tell he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, Pete, I think that could go along with just about any time Dan speaks.
We got Mike Coffey on a line, and he quoted that Dan did, in fact, not know what he's talking about. We just get clips from, like, producers, a.k.a. just the three of us.
Okay, this is getting out of hand.
I know, but it's a nice bit. I like it.
Anyway, thank you all to for everything you do for us. We appreciate you. Next week, we're going to be celebrating with episode 200.
Woo! Let's go!
200. And as Pete said in the pre-show, this is the last episode that will be starting with a 1 until we hit 1,000.
Yeah.
It's a big one. If my math is correctly, we'll hit 1,000 18 years from now.
16 years.
16 years?
My daughter's going to be 16. She's going to be getting her driver's license.
Oh, weird.
I'll probably be
a grandpa by then. Yikes.
Probably. Well,
if not dead. Let's be honest.
Let's start with grandpa, then dead. Because we don't hit episode 1,000, Dan, I quit.
Okay. Noted. That's all I got. That's all I got for an outro.
Great outro, Dan. Thank you, patrons. Thank you, Pony and C. Thank you, everyone that called in with a question. And we'll see y'all next week.
200,
baby. Let's go. Love y'all. Bye.
Love you long time.
You're listening to another Woodshop podcast. Sorry.